With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Leona Rescue Unit is now operating out of a state-of-the-art facility that is more centrally located in their service area. The rescue unit responds to medical calls within a 405-square-mile area in and around Wabino and Leona. Before this year, the department was split between facilities in both towns. After being there less than 2 years, an inspector found the Wabino department wasn't up to code. To fix the issues would have cost $500,000. Annie Krause is the president and service director of the Leona Rescue Unit. Instead of putting money into an old building that didn't fit a lot of their needs, they worked toward building one new facility.
This is huge for us to be able to come out of one building, keep supplies together. Financially even. Yes, it's a bigger facility, but we're not actually paying rent at two different buildings, electric bill at two different buildings. It gets to all be combined into one.
The new facility includes better living quarters, improved communications, stronger security, and a helipad. One of the more unique features is the triage room off the front entrance. Krause says they frequently get people just showing up at their front door rather than calling an ambulance or driving 45 minutes to the nearest hospital.
You can get anything from the person that's in cardiac arrest to the heart attack to the person that cut their leg with the chainsaw and is bleeding all over to the overdose. And all of them just appear here. We wanted a quick, easy access, somewhere we could do stabilization and to get to an ambulance, and also something that was easily accessible.
The new facility cost more than $4 million. It was paid for with state and federal funding. A head-on crash between two motorcycles in Vilas County killed one person and hurt two others. The Vilas County Sheriff's Office got word of the crash at 8:40 Friday evening on County Highway H near Sundance Trail in the town of Lac des Flambeaux. One of the people who called 911 was an EMT and was already providing aid when emergency workers arrived. The two motorcycles were headed opposite directions on H when they collided. One person was dead at the scene, and another was taken to Howard Young Medical Center in Woodruff, then flown to Aspirus Wausau Hospital. A third person was treated for minor injuries at Howard Young. A number of agencies helped at the scene. Lac des Flambeaux Police and the Wisconsin State Patrol are investigating the crash. A new report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows Wisconsin children are behind other states in getting vaccines. This leaves children and communities vulnerable to outbreaks. Most notably, the report shows only 84.8% of Wisconsin kindergartners were up to date on their MMR vaccine, while nationally, 92.7% of children have received the MMR vaccine. Dr. Stephanie Schauer is the Wisconsin Immunization Program Manager.
These low vaccination rates are worrisome, especially given that there are pockets of the state with very low rates and are not protected against vaccine-preventable diseases.
As a result of that decline, diseases like measles and pertussis have increased across the U.S. in recent years. Last month, DHS reported it had received reports of 625 confirmed cases of pertussis. That's compared to 51 cases reported in 2023. Local health departments have been reporting cases in the last couple of weeks. Schauer says even small percentage drops in rates can have a big impact.
Even a small change is a large number of kids. It's too many kids that we want to be unprotected. So unfortunately, we did see decreases in just about every thing that was measured.
Vaccines are available statewide at doctor's offices, clinics, pharmacies, and health departments. DHS supports Wisconsin communities and residents who do not have health insurance or whose insurance may not cover vaccines to make sure people can access them. Programs like Vaccines for Children or Vaccines for Adults programs can help people get vaccinated. Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican challenger Eric Hovde have repeatedly accused each other of lying during an often testy and confrontational debate. They are facing off in the general election in a closely watched Senate race. Hovde called on Baldwin to disclose more information about the investments and business dealings of her partner, who is a Wall Street executive. But there is no requirement for Baldwin to release that information, and she told Hovde to stay out of her personal life. Baldwin voiced support for passing a federal law that would make abortion legal nationwide, as it was before the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in 2022. Hovde wants states to decide. For now, the EPA can move forward with plans to establish new federal carbon pollution standards for power plants. Mike Moen reports a group representing businesses in the Great Lakes region says the rule change is needed and hopes for more legal victories.
The U.S. Supreme Court rejected a request from opponents of the EPA's plan to put the tougher standards on hold while their legal challenge works its way through the courts. Ashley Radzinski of the Great Lakes Business Network, which has roughly 200 members across the region, says even a temporary pause would have been a setback because of the urgency in addressing climate change.
This is not a looming crisis in the future. This is something that is here already. We're having much more impactful storms that are causing power outages across our states.
Radzinski says the EPA rule already gives power plants a long time to adjust, and that further delays through litigation only worsen the situation. But certain utilities and industry groups say without a pause in the rulemaking, power companies will have to make irreversible decisions about plant closures. I'm Mike Moen.
The extension of the 2018 Farm Bill expired last month. The legislation's largest programs, like food assistance and crop insurance, are still going. But Harvest Public Media's Elizabeth Rembert reports the bill is stalling out as farmers face natural disasters and low income.
With hurricanes in the southeast, wildfires in the west, and drought blanketing the Midwest, farmers are in a tough spot right now. That's on top of federal data that shows farm income is falling for the second year in a row. Roger Cryan is chief economist for the American Farm Bureau Federation. He says an updated farm bill would help the agriculture industry.
If that had gotten done in 2023, then 2024's economic crisis would not be nearly what it is now. The amount of help that's needed now would not have been as great.
Cryan says today's high input costs and low crop prices overpower any assistance farmers get from the old farm bill. He's hoping lawmakers can approve a new bill before the year ends. I'm Elizabeth Rembert, Harvest Public Media.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.